Hallelujah, in the name of our Lord Jesus, I speak.
Hallelujah, 奉主耶稣圣名讲话。
I would like to share this with you, the sermon titled, A Man After God's Own Heart, for our mutual encouragement.
今晚想用一个合乎神心意的人作为题目，大家彼此勉励。
Everyone likes to be complimented.
我们每个人都愿意被人称许。
It is nice when someone says good things about us.
如果有人讲我们一些好说话的话，我们都会很开心。
What if we received a compliment from God?
咁如果我哋系被神所称赞嘅话，咁会点样呢
？How wonderful that would be！
呢个系件几奇妙嘅事情。
God once said that there was someone who was after His own heart。
神曾经讲过有一个人系去合乎心意嘅人。
Let us see who this person is。
我哋睇下呢一个人系边一个。
Let us turn to 1 Samuel。
我请睇《撒母耳记上》。
Chapter 13。
十三章。
First Samuel chapter 13 verses 13 to 14.
撒母耳记上第十三章十三到十四节。撒母耳记上第十三章第十三到第十四节。第十三节，撒母耳对扫罗说：你做了糊涂事了，没有遵守耶和华你神所吩咐你的命令。若遵守，耶和华必在以色列中建立你的王位，直到永远。十四节，现在你的王位必不长久，耶和华已经寻着一个合他心意的人，立他作百姓的君，因为你没有遵守耶和华所吩咐你的。
Samuel told Saul that he had disobeyed God.
撒母耳同扫罗讲，佢违背咗神嘅命令。
As a result, God had chosen a new king to replace him.
因为这样神拣选了一个新的皇帝来取替他。
And we know that this new king was David.
我们都知道这个新的皇帝就是大卫王。
So David was the man after God's own heart.
所以大卫就是一个合乎神心意的人。
This statement by God about David was also recorded in the New Testament.
神对大卫的这句说话也在新约圣经里面记载到。
Paul mentioned it in his sermon at Antioch.
保罗在对安提阿的教会日的讲道里面有这句说话。
Let us turn to Acts.
我们请看使徒行传。
The book of Acts, chapter 13, verse 22.
使徒行传第十三章第二十二节。
Acts, chapter 13, verse 22.
使徒行传第十三章第二十二节。十三章第二十二节。既废了扫罗，就选立大卫作他们的王。又为他作见证说：我寻得耶西的儿子大卫，他是合我心意的人，凡事要遵行我的旨意。
David was the only person in the Bible that was given this compliment by God.
保罗大卫系喺圣经入边唯一一个被神咁样嚟到称赞嘅人。
When we hear this description,
我哋听到呢一个嘅描写
，we may think that David must have been perfect.
我哋或者会觉得大卫一定系一个完全人，
But we know that he was not.
但我哋知道佢唔系。
The Bible tells us all the good things that he did.
圣经入边讲到大卫做咗好多嘅好事，
But it also tells us some bad things that he did as well.
但亦都讲到一啲佢做嘅坏事。
So why did God use David as an example of a person after His own heart?
咁点解神要用大卫嚟做一个例子，讲到一个合乎佢心意嘅人呢？
What can we learn from David?
我哋能够从大卫身上学习到啲乜嘢咧
？So from the Bible,
从圣经入边
，we can find some reasons why David was the man after God's own heart.
我哋揾到一啲原因，点解大卫系被称为合乎神心意嘅人
？And if we apply David's good qualities in our lives,
如果我哋运用到大卫一啲好嘅本质喺我哋日常生活入边
，then perhaps we can be people after God's heart as well.
或许我亦都能够成为合乎神心意嘅人。
So what were the qualities that David had that pleased God?
咁究竟大卫有啲乜嘢嘅本质能够取得神嘅喜悦咧？
Number one.
第一件。
David trusted in God.
大卫嚟到信任神。
From a young age, David trusted in God.
当大卫好年轻嘅时候，佢已经相信神。
And his faith was revealed when he had to fight Goliath.
他的信心从他要跟哥利亚打仗这件事表现出来。
Even though Saul thought that David was, was young and inexperienced,
虽然扫罗王觉得大卫太后生，也都没有经验。
And even Goliath, insulted David. David.
雖然哥利亞取笑大衛，
but David remained confident.
但大衛都係非常有信心。
He was not confident in himself.
佢唔係對自己有信心。
But he was confident in God.
但係佢對神有信心。
Let us read what he said to Saul.
我哋睇下佢對掃羅講啲乜嘢。
Let us turn to 1 Samuel.
我哋睇翻撒母耳記上。
Chapter 17.
十七章。
1 Samuel chapter 17.
撒母耳記上十七章。
Verses 32 to 37.
32到37節。
1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 32 to 37。
撒母耳記上第十七章三十二到三十七節，第十七章第三十二節，大衛對掃羅說：人都不必因那非利士人膽怯，你的仆人要去與那非利士人爭戰戰鬥。掃羅對大衛說：你不能去與那非利士人戰鬥，因為你年紀太輕，他自幼就作戰士。大衛對掃羅說：你仆人為父親放羊，有時來了獅子，有時來了熊，從群中擔一隻羊羔去，我就追趕他，擊打他，將羊羔從他口中救出來。他起來要害我，我就抽著他的胡子，將他打死。你仆人曾打死獅子和熊，這未受割禮的非利士人向永生神的軍隊罵陣，也必像獅子和熊一般。三十七節，大衛又說：耶和華救我脫離獅子和熊的爪，也必救我脫離這非利士人的手。掃羅對大衛說：你可以去吧，耶和華必與你同在。
And let us read what David said to Goliath before he killed him.
我們都看看當大衛要殺死哥利亞之前，他跟他說什麼。
Read verses 45 to 47, same chapter.
同一章的四十五到四十七节，第四十五节，大卫对非利士人说：你来攻击我是靠着刀枪和铜戈，我来攻击你是靠着万军之耶和华的名，就是你所怒骂带领以色列军队的神。今日耶和华必将你交在我手里，我必杀你，牵你的，斩你的头。又將非利士軍兵的屍首給空中的飛鳥、地上的野獸吃，使普天下的人都知道以色列中有神，又使這眾人知道耶和華以使人得勝，不是用刀用槍，因為真戰的勝敗全在乎耶和華，他必將你們交在我們手裡。
So David did not care what other people thought.
大衛並不來到考慮過其他人所想的事情。
He trusted in God.
他相信神。
He knew that God would help him.
他知道神会帮他。
Throughout his life, David was able to achieve success in everything.
在他一生里面，大卫能够得到很多的成就。
Because of his obedience and reliance on God.
因为他对神的信服和信任。
Let's turn to Proverbs.
我们请看箴言。
Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 to 6.
第三章五到六节。
Proverbs chapter 3 verses 5 to 6.
箴言第三章第五到第六节，第五节，你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可倚靠自己的聪明，在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。
It tells us here that we need to trust in the Lord with all our heart.
又讲到我哋要全心嘅信靠神。
To seek God's will in all that we do.
去尋求祂的旨意在我們一切所行的事上。
And God will direct our paths.
然後神會帶領我們的道路。
So God knows what is best for us.
神知道什麼是對我們最好。
And so we should trust God in everything that we do.
我們要在我們日常所做的任何一件事上面信靠神。
There is a story about a man on an island.
有一個故事講到一個人在孤島上面。
He was the only survivor of a shipwreck.
他是在沉船意外中唯一的生存者。
And he managed to build himself a hut.
他能够帮自己起了一间屋仔。
And he put everything that he had inside the hut.
他将他所有的一切东西都放在屋仔里面。
Day after day, he looked for passing ships.
每天他都来到看看有没有经过的船。
And day after day, he prayed to God to help him.
每天他都祷告求神来帮他。
And one morning, he found that his hut was on fire.
有一朝他看到他的屋子着火了。
Now he had nothing left.
现在他什么都没有。
All his hope had gone.
他所有的希望也都幻灭。
and he was angry with God.
他對神生氣。
The next day, the man saw that a ship had arrived.
第二朝他見到有一隻船來到他的島上。
We saw your smoke signal, said the captain of the ship.
在這個船長說，我們見到一些煙作為一個指引。
So this story reminds us that we need to trust God at all times.
這個故事教導我們要信靠神在任何的時候。
We need to trust that God is in control of our lives.
我們要相信神是掌控我們生命的神。
God loves us.
神也愛我們。
And he will protect us from any harm.
祂會保護我們離開這些兇惡的事情。
So we need to have faith in him.
所以我們需要對祂有信心。
And we need to submit to his will.
我們也需要順服祂的旨意。
So everything happens for a reason.
每一樣發生的事都有祂的原因。
And sometimes what we see as trials may actually be blessings.
有時候我們見到可能一個試煉其實是一個的祝福。
And we should believe that every outcome is always to our benefit.
我們要相信每一個的事情發生都是為了我們的益處。
We might not realize this now.
或者我們現在不能夠明白。
But eventually God will reveal everything to us.
但是最終神都是會令我們明白的。
Number two,
第二,
David loved the word of God.
大衛喜愛神的話語。
David wrote over 70 Psalms.
大衛寫超過70篇的詩篇。
And he mentioned his love for the word of God in many of them.
他在很多的詩篇裡面都記載到他對神的話語的喜愛。
Let us look at a few examples.
我們看幾個的例子。
Let us turn to Psalms.
我們看詩篇第
Chapter 40.
詩篇第四十篇
verse 8,
第八節。
Psalms chapter 40 verse 8。
詩篇四十篇第八節。詩篇第四十篇第八節。第八節，我的神啊，我樂意照你的旨意行，你的律法在我心裡。
So here David tells us that, that God's word is written on his heart.
這裡講到大衛說神的話語就好像寫在心上一樣。
Let's turn to chapter 19.
再看第十九章
Psalms chapter 19
詩篇第十九篇
Verses 7 to 11
第七到第十一節詩篇第十九篇第七到第十一節第七節耶和華的律法全備能甦醒人心耶和華的法度確定能使愚人有智慧耶和華的訓詞正直能快活人的心耶和華的命令清潔能明亮人的眼目耶和華的道理潔淨傳到永遠耶和華的典章真實傳言公義都比金子可羨慕且比極多的精金可羨慕比麥金甜且比蜂房下滴的麥金甜況且你的仆人因此受警戒守著這些便有大賞
So here David tells us that the word of God will revive our soul
這裡大衛講到神的話語能夠甦醒我們的心
It will make us wise
它能夠令我們聰明
It will bring joy to the heart.
会令到我哋内心有喜乐。
It will give us insight.
会俾我哋眼光。
It will warn us and reward us.
会警告我哋，亦都会赏赐我哋。
David loved the word of God more than gold.
大卫喜爱神嘅话语更加比金子更加喜爱。
And to him, it was more sweeter than honey.
喺佢嚟讲，呢个比蜂蜜更加嘅甜。
We know that the Bible is the word of God.
我哋知道圣经系神嘅话语。
And it was also inspired by God.
亦都系神所默示嘅。
We know this by if we turn to 2 Timothy.
如果我哋睇提摩太后书
chapter 3,
第三章
verses 16 to 17,
第十六到第十七节。
2 Timothy chapter 3.Verses 16 to 17.
提摩太后书第三章第十六到第十七节，第十六节，圣经都是神所默示的，于教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
So Paul reminded Timothy that the Bible was the source of guidance of how Christians should live.
保罗提醒提摩太话，圣经系一个基督徒生活嘅指标。
And as Christians, we know that we need to study the Bible.
身为一个基督徒，我哋知道我哋需要读圣经。
So that we know what is the will of God.
令到我哋知道神嘅话语究竟系乜嘢。
Our knowledge of God's word will help us to strengthen our faith.
我哋对神嘅话语嘅知识能够增加我哋嘅信心。
The more we read the Bible,
我哋多啲讀聖經嘅話，
the happier and healthier our spiritual life will be.
我哋屬靈嘅生命會更加嘅喜樂，亦都更加嘅健康。
When we are sad,
當我哋唔開心嘅時候，
the Bible can comfort us.
聖經能夠安慰我哋。
When we are lost,
當我哋迷失，
the Bible can help us find our way.
聖經能夠幫助我哋揾出一條道路。
When we are fearful,
當我哋懼怕，
the Bible can give us courage.
聖經能夠俾我哋勇氣。
When we are weak,
當我哋軟弱，
the Bible can give us strength.
聖經能夠俾我哋力量。
When we are hurt,
當我哋受傷害，
the Bible can heal us.
聖經能夠醫治我哋。
And when we start to lose our faith,
當我哋慢慢開始失去信心，
the Bible can help us revive it.
聖經能夠幫助我哋重新得到佢。
So David's attitude to the Word of God is a good example for us.
大衛對神話語嘅態度係我哋一個好嘅學習。
To David,
喺大衛嚟講，
God's Word was more desirable than gold.
神嘅話語比精金更加可羨慕。
And it was more sweeter than honey.
亦都比蜜更加嘅甜。
So do we feel the same way?
我哋有冇同樣嘅感覺呢？
About God's Word, like David.
對神嘅話語好似大衛咁樣嘅感覺呢？
Apostle Peter tells us that we should.
呢個使徒彼得話俾我哋知，我哋應該咁樣。
Let us turn to 1 Peter.
我哋先睇彼得前書。
Chapter 2, verse 2.
第二章第二節。
1 Peter, chapter 2, verse 2.
彼得前書第二章第二節。彼得前書第二章第二節。第二章第二節，就要愛慕那純正的靈奶，像才生的嬰孩愛慕奶一樣，叫你們因此漸長以致得救。
So here Peter tells us to desire the pure spiritual milk.
這裡彼得講到我們要羨慕那個屬靈的靈奶，
So that we may grow up in salvation.
所以令到我們在得救的路上可以生長。
And we know that the pure spiritual milk means the word of God.
我們知道屬靈的純奶就是神的話語。
So,every child of God should long for the word of God.
所以每一个神的儿子都应该来到喜爱神的话语。
Just like how a newborn baby longs for milk.
就好像一个刚刚出世的 BB 一样喜爱奶一样。
Reading the Bible is like taking in spiritual food for our spiritual bodies.
看圣经就好像吃饭一样，令到我们的属灵生命得到食物。
Just like how we eat, we take in physical food in order to sustain our physical bodies.
就好似我哋喺日常嘅飲食一樣，令到我哋日常我哋肉體嘅生命可以維持落去。
Okay, so number three.
第三。
David loved to worship and praise God.
大衛喜歡敬拜同埋讚美神。
And we can turn to Psalms.
我哋能夠睇詩篇。
Chapter 27.
第二十七章。
Psalms chapter 27.
詩篇二十七篇。
Verses 4-6.
第四到第六節。詩篇第二十七篇第四到第六節。有一件事我尋求耶和華，我仍要尋求，就是一生一世住在耶和華的殿中，瞻仰他的榮美，在他的殿裏求問，因為我遭遇過患難。他必暗暗地保守我，他的亭在他亭子里，把我藏在他帐幕的隐密处，将我高举在磐石上。现在我得以昂首，高过四面的仇敌。我要在他的帐幕里欢言献祭，我要唱诗歌颂耶和华。
So David desired to live in the house of God all the days of his life.
大卫希望能够在神的院子入边居住一生一世。
Do we have the same desire like David?
我哋会唔会同大卫一样有同样嘅希望呢
？Our attitude towards God will determine our attitude of worship.
我哋对神嘅态度会决定我哋对佢嘅敬拜。
The more devoted we are to God,
如果我哋对神更加系投入
，the more we will want to go to God's house to worship Him.
我哋就会更加希望嚟到神嘅教会入边嚟到敬拜佢。
In the Book of Acts,
喺使徒行传入边。
It records how an Ethiopian eunuch traveled all the way from Africa to Jerusalem to worship God.
讲到一个住喺安提阿伯嘅太监，佢由 非洲嘅地方嚟行到由非洲嘅地方去到耶路撒冷敬拜神。
Some of us need to travel only 1 hour to church.
我哋有啲人或者只需要嚟到一個鐘頭嘅旅程嚟到教會。
But still, we do not go.
但我哋都唔嚟。
So what is our attitude towards going to God's house?
我哋對嚟到神教會嘅態度係點樣呢？
Do we enjoy it?
我哋係咪享受佢咧？
Or is it a burden?
但係定係呢一個係我哋嘅重擔咧？
How we feel depends on our desire to look for God.
我哋點樣感覺其實係對我係其實係取決於我哋對神嘅其實是取決於我們對我們想見到神的這種渴望。
Let us turn to Psalms.
我請看詩篇。
Chapter 122.
第122篇。
Psalms 122, verse 1.
詩篇122篇第一節。詩篇122篇第一節。第一節，人對我說，我們往耶和華的殿去，我就歡喜。
So for David,
大卫
going to God's house was an enjoyment.
去神的殿里面是一种享受。
Because he wanted to be close to God.
因为他希望跟神更加亲密。
So if we feel that coming to church is a burden,
如果我们觉得来到教会是一种的重担，
then we should examine the condition of our faith.
我们需要来到反省一下自己信仰。
The church is a physical building.
教会是一种是一个物质的建築物，
but it is also the house of God.
但都是神的家。
So we need to come to church to worship and to praise God.
我们需要来到教会来到敬拜神和赞美祂。
Last year, a survey was conducted by a Christian organization in the United Kingdom.
去年在英国地方有一次的调查是访问是一个基督教的组织来做一个访问。
And it confirmed that church attendance was at its lowest level.
他指出在教会的出席率是去到最低点。
Many people said that they were Christians.
很多人都认为自己是基督徒。
However, they did not feel the need to go to church.
但他们不觉得有来教会的需要。
So, these people did not feel the need to have fellowship in the faith.
他们这些人不觉得需要有在属灵的团契生活。
But what does the Bible tell us?
但圣经教训我们是怎样的呢？
Let us turn to Hebrews.
我们先看希伯来书。
Hebrews chapter 10.
希伯来书十章。
Verse 25.
第二十五节。
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25.
希伯来书第十章第二十五节。第十章第二十五节。你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，都要彼此劝勉，既知道那日临近，就更当如此。
So the author of Hebrews encourages Christians to meet together to worship God.
希伯来书的作者鼓励基督徒去彼此见面来到敬拜神。
We know that by attending church services,
我们知道来到教会参加聚会，
we can strengthen each other.
我们能够彼此来到坚固信心。
We can offer and receive encouragement.
我们能够付出，亦都能够接受鼓励。
We can pray and help each other.
我们能够祷告，亦都能够互彼此的帮助。
And we can also grow together spiritually.
我们都能够一起在属灵上面成长。
So like David, we should desire to live in the house of God.
就好像大卫一样，我们都需要来到羡慕住在神的家里面。
We should always praise and worship God.
我们需要经常来到赞美和敬拜神。
And another quality of David.
大卫另外一个本质。
The fourth quality.
第四个。
Is that David constantly prayed to God.
就是大卫不断的祷告神。
Let's turn to Psalms.
我们请看诗篇。
Psalms chapter 5.
诗篇第五篇。
Verses 1 to 3.
第一到第三节。
Psalms chapter 5, verses 1 to 3.
诗篇第五篇一到三节，第五篇第一节。耶和华，求你留心听我的言语，顾念我的心思，我的王，我的神啊，求你垂听我呼求的声音，因为我向你祈祷， 耀华，早晨你必听我的声音，早晨我必向你陈明我的心意，并要警醒。
So the secret of a close relationship with God is to pray to Him every day.
要同神有一个好密切嘅关系嘅秘密，就系要需要不断嘅向佢祷告。
And that is what David did.
呢个系大卫佢所做嘅。
David understood the value of prayer.
大卫明白到祷告嘅意义价值。
And he knew that he could receive blessings from God through prayer.
佢知道佢能够喺祷告入边得到神嘅祝福。
Jesus also prayed all the time.
耶稣亦都经常祷告。
And Jesus set us a good example of living a life of prayer.
耶稣为我哋设立咗祷告嘅榜样。
Before Jesus began his ministry,
当耶稣喺开始佢嘅工作之前，
he went into the wilderness to fast and pray for 40 days and nights.
佢去到旷野地方祷告同埋禁食40昼夜。
And he did this in order to receive strength to do the will of God.
他这样做是为了得到神的力量去做神的工作。
The Bible often records that Jesus took time to pray even in his busiest moments.
圣经经常讲到主耶稣就算在他最忙的时候他都来到找时间祷告。
Let us turn to the book of Luke.
我们请看路加福音。
Luke chapter 5,
路加福音第五章
verses 15 to 16,
十五到十六节。
Luke chapter 5, verses 15 to 16,
路加福音第五章十五到十六节。路加福音第五章第十五到第十六节，第十五节。但耶稣的名声越发传扬出去，有极多的人聚集来听道，也指望医治他们的病。十六节，耶稣却退到旷野去祷告。
Jesus also set us an example of praying for other people.
耶稣亦都为我哋设立咗一个为他人祷告嘅榜样。
He prayed for those who loved him.
佢为咗嗰啲爱佢嘅人祷告。
And he also prayed for those who hated him.
佢都为嗰啲恨佢嘅人祷告。
So for Christians,
身为基督徒，
this is an important form of love and support that we can give to our brothers and sisters.
这个是一个好的表达爱和支持的方式，我们能够给我们弟兄姊妹。
When I first came to Hong Kong,
当我刚来到香港，
one of the first questions that my mother asked me was if I was doing any church work.
我妈妈问我其中一个问题，就是我有没有参与教会的工作。
I said no.
我说没有。
And then she said,
她说
just wait.
慢等。
Just wait, but for now you can pray for the church.
要等下，但系喺呢个时候你能够为教会祷告。
So, and I still remember this.
我而家仲记得呢件事。
So, praying for others and for the church is important holy work.
为他人祷告，为教会祷告，一个好重要嘅圣工。
I think it is just as important as giving a sermon.
我覺得呢個同上台講道一樣咁重要，
or preaching or teaching，
或者係同傳道啊教書一樣咁重要。
Effective prayer takes time and it takes effort。
有功效嘅禱告需要用時間，亦都需要用功夫。
It is very easy to kneel down and pray for ourselves。
我哋為自己禱告能夠好容易嘅跪低。
What is more difficult is when we devote all our prayers to other people。Or to the church.
但我们为他人祷告或者为教会祷告就非常的困难了。
There is a story about two men who lived on a small island.
一个故事讲到有两个人住在一个孤岛上面。
And the two men decided to pray to God to ask for his help.
这两个人决定要一起来祷告叫神来帮他们。
And they wanted to find out whose prayer was more powerful.
他想看看哪个人的祷告是更加有功效。
So the first thing they prayed for was food.
所以第一件事他们所祷告的是食物。
The next day,
第二天，
the first man found a tree with fruit on it on his side of the island.
第一个人发现在他那边的孤岛有一棵树上面有果子。
The second man had nothing.
第二个人却是什么都没有。
Next, they prayed for a house.
第二日，他们为祷告有一间的屋。
The next day,
另外一日。
The first man found some wood so he could build a house.
第一個人發現一啲木材，所以可以起一間屋。
The second man received nothing.
第二個人卻係乜嘢都得唔到。
The first man then prayed for a ship so that he could leave the island.
第一個人禱告，希望有架船可以離開呢個孤島。
And in the morning, he found a ship on his side of the island.
喺第二朝，佢發現有架船喺佢嘅孤喺佢嗰邊嘅孤島。
And the first man went onto the ship.
第一個人佢就入去呢個船上面。
And he decided to leave the other man on the island.
佢希望留低呢一個第二個人喺個孤島上面。
He thought the second man was not worthy to receive God's blessings.
佢覺得第二個人係唔配得到神嘅祝福。
Because his prayers were not answered.
因為第二個人嘅禱告冇得到神嘅垂聽。
So then the first man heard a voice from heaven.
但係呢個第一個人佢聽到天上面有個聲音同佢講。
And the voice said.
個聲音話。
Why are you leaving your friend on the island?
點解你要留翻你嘅朋友喺孤島上面呢
？And the first man replied.
第一個人就話啦。
My blessings are for me since I was the one who prayed for them.
呢一啲嘅祝福都係我嘅，因為我係為呢啲事情禱告嘅人。
The prayers of my friend were not answered.
但我朋友嘅祷告，佢冇得到你嘅垂听。
So he does not deserve anything.
所以佢唔能够得到乜嘢。
Then the voice from heaven said.
然之后天上面呢个声音话。
You are wrong.
你错啦。
Your friend had only one prayer which I answered.
你嘅朋友只系得一个祷告，而我系答应嘅。
So the first man wanted to know what his friend had prayed for.
这个、第一个人就想知道究竟佢朋友所祷告嘅内容系乜嘢。
And the voice from heaven said，
天上面嘅声音话
，Your friend prayed that all your prayers were answered。
你嘅朋友祷告话，希望你一切嘅祷告都能够蒙我嘅垂听。
So the blessings that we receive may not be the results of our prayers alone。
我哋得到嘅祝福唔一定系净系从我哋自己嘅祷告入边得到嘅。
The results may be due to other people praying for us.
这个原因可能是从其他人的祷告来到发生的。
Prayer is often described as being like oxygen.
祷告经常被人家形容好像氧气一样。
We need oxygen to sustain our physical bodies.
我们需要氧气来到维持我们属肉的生命。
Likewise, we need prayer to sustain our spiritual bodies.
同样的，我们需要祷告来到维持我们属灵的生命。
So through our own prayers or prayers by other people,
通过我们的祷告或者是为人的祷告，
we can receive strength, help and comfort from God.
我们能够得到力量、帮助和鼓励、安慰从神那里得到这些。
The fifth quality,
第五个的本质，
David had an attitude of repentance.
大卫有悔改的态度。
David was not a perfect man.
大卫并不是一个完全人。
We know that he sinned.
我们知道他犯罪。
And he broke three of the Ten Commandments.
他都违反了十条诫命里面其中三条。
David coveted another man's wife.
他贪恋第二个人的妻子。
He committed adultery with Bathsheba.
他跟拔士巴发生了奸淫。
And he arranged for her husband to be killed.
他都安排令到拔士巴的丈夫被杀。
So after David sinned,
当大卫犯罪之后，
God sent the prophet Nathan to rebuke him.
神差遣拿单先知去责备他。
Let us turn to 2 Samuel.
我们请看撒母耳记下。
Chapter 12.
十二章。
2 Samuel chapter 12.
撒母耳记下第十二章。
Verses 1-6.
第一到第六节，撒母耳记下第十二章第一到第六节，第一节，耶和华差遣拿单去见大卫，拿单到了大卫那里，对他说：在一座城里有两个人，一个是富户，一个是穷人。富户有许多牛群、羊群，穷人除了所买来养活的一只小母羊羔之外，别无所有。羊羔在他家里和他儿女一同长大。吃他所吃的，喝他所喝的，睡在他怀中，在他看来如同儿女一般。第四节，有一客人来到这富户家里， 富户舍不得从自己的牛群羊群中取一只预备给客人吃，却取了那穷人的羊羔预备给客人吃。第五节，大卫就甚恼怒那人，对拿单说：我指着永生的耶和华起誓，行这事的人该死。第六节，他必偿还羊羔四倍，因为他行这事没有怜恤的心。
So God used Nathan to tell David about the sins that he had committed.
大卫差拿单去同大卫讲佢所犯嘅罪。
So Nathan told David the parable of a rich man who stole his neighbor's lamb.
拿单就同大卫讲一个比喻，就是、一个有钱人去偷咗佢邻居嘅一只羊。
However, David did not recognize himself as the rich man.
但系大卫佢自己唔能够意识到佢就系嗰个有钱人。
And David even wanted to put the rich man to death.
大卫更加希望将呢一个有钱人置诸死地。
When Nathan realized that David did not understand the parable,
当拿单意识到大卫唔能够明白呢一个嘅故比喻。
He said to David in verse 7,
他跟大卫在第七节那里说,
You are the man.
他就是那个人了。
Let us see how David responded.
我们看看大卫的反应是怎样。
Let us read verse 13.
我们看第13节。
The same chapter, chapter 12, verse 13.
撒母耳记下12章第13节。13节，大卫对拿单说，我得罪耶和华了。拿单说，耶和华已经除掉你的罪，你必不至于死。
Once David knew Nathan was talking about him,
当大卫知道原来拿单先知是讲他的时候，
David said, I have sinned against the Lord.
大卫说我得罪了神。
Once he realized he had sinned,
当他明白到他有罪，
David confessed immediately.
大卫立刻的忏悔。
And he was sincere in his repentance.
在他的悔改里面他是真诚的。
He did not deny it.
他没有否认。
And he did not try to blame someone else.
他也没有尝试说去责备其他人。
So David's attitude of repentance is a good lesson for us.
所以大卫在悔改里面的态度是一个很好的学习对象。
We can read about his repentance in Psalm chapter 51.
我们能够看到他悔改在诗篇第51篇有记载到。
Let's turn to Psalms.
诗篇。
Chapter 51.
51篇。
Psalm 51 verses 1-4.
诗篇51篇第一到第四节。诗篇五十一篇第一到第四节，第一节：神啊，求你按你的慈爱怜恤我，按你丰盛的慈悲涂抹我的过犯，并求你将我的罪孽洗除净尽，并洁除我的罪，因为我知道我的过犯，我的罪常在我面前，我向你犯罪，唯独得罪了你，在你眼前行了这恶，以致你责备我的时候显为公义，判断我的时候显为清正。我是在罪孽里生的，在我母亲怀胎的时候就有了罪。你所喜爱的是内里诚实。
And also read verse 10.
同埋第十节，第十节，神啊，求你为我做清洁的心，使我里面重新有正直的灵。
So David realized he had sinned.
大卫明白到他有罪。
And he confessed immediately.
他马上的忏悔。
He asked God to create in him a clean heart.
他求神为他做一个清洁的心。
And to renew a steadfast spirit in him.
亦都令到他一个坚固的心灵在他心里面。
David realized that his heart could be clean.
大卫明白到他的内心可以再一次清洁。
But without a new spirit, it would become dirty again.
但没有一个新的灵的话，他就会能够，他很快就再污糟。
He was asking God to change him so that he won't sin again.
他求神来到改变他，令他不要再犯罪。
So like David, when we sin,
跟大卫一样，当我们犯罪的时候，
we must ask God to create a clean heart and a new spirit in us.
他都同样的要求神赐给我们一个新的心和新的灵在里面。
God is merciful and compassionate.
神是有恩典又有慈爱的神。
He knows we are not perfect.
他知道我们并不是完全的。
And he knows that we will sin.
他知道我们会犯罪。
What God is looking for is people who will genuinely repent.
但神所要的是一个真实悔改的人。
Let's just turn to 2 Chronicles.
我哋请睇历代之下。
2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14.
历代志下七章第十四节。
2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14.
历代志下七章第十四节。历代志下七章第十四节第十四节。这称为我名下的子民，若是自卑祷告，寻求我的面，转离他们的恶行，我必从天上垂听，赦免他们的罪，医治他们的地。
So in this verse.
在这一节
God has four conditions for forgiveness.
神在饶恕方面有四个条件。
First,
第一
we need to humble ourselves by admitting our sins.
我们需要自卑起来承认自己的罪。
Second,
第二
we need to pray to God and ask for forgiveness.
我们需要向神祷告求神原谅。
Third, we need to look for God.
第三我们需要寻求神。
And fourth,
第四
We need to turn from our sinful behavior.
我们需要转离我们罪恶的行为。
True repentance is more than just talk.
真正的悔改是不是只是讲的。
Our behavior needs to change.
我们的行为需要改变。
And we see that David followed these conditions.
我们看到大卫是有跟随这些条件来做。
He confessed his sins to God.
他承认自己的罪。
He prayed to God and asked for forgiveness.
他向神祷告求神原谅他。
And he asked God to give him a clean heart and a new spirit.
他求神赐给一个干净的心和新的灵。
So that he won't commit the same sin again.
他不会同样犯，希望他不会同样再犯这些罪。
Seeing David's sincere heart.
因为大卫有一个真正的心。
God forgave David's sin.
所以大卫就原谅，神就原谅大卫的罪。
But God still punished David because of what he did.
但神亦都惩罚大卫他所行的恶。
And David's punishment was the death of his son.
大卫的惩罚就是他所生出来的 BB 就死了。
David fasted, mourned, and prayed for the life of his son.
大卫来祷告禁食，为了他初生婴儿 的生命来祷告。
He knew that God was merciful and compassionate.
他知道神是有恩慈有怜悯的。
But when his prayers were not answered and his child died,
但当他的祷告没有被神接纳，亦都他的小朋友亦都死去的时候，
David accepted God's will and moved on.
大卫接受神的旨意，都继续生活下去。
Let's just turn to 2 Samuel.
我们请看撒母耳记下。
Chapter 12.
第十二章。
Verses 22 to 23.
22到23节。
2 Samuel, chapter 12, verses 22 to 23.
撒母耳记下十二章22到23节。第二十二节，大卫说：孩子还活着，我禁食哭泣，因为我想或者耶和华怜恤我，使孩子不死也未可知。二十三节，孩子死了，我何必禁食？我岂能使他返回呢？我必住他，我必往他那里去，他却不能回我这里来。
So, moving forward is another necessary step, in our repentance.
继续生活亦都系我哋喺悔改嘅路程入边一定要行出嘅一步。
It shows that we recognize that God is in control.
我哋要知道神系掌控一切嘅。
And that we have to submit to God's will.
我哋都要顺服佢嘅旨意。
So God judges people by their faith and by their character.
神嚟到审判判断一个人系凭佢嘅性格同埋佢嘅。信心同埋佢嘅性格嚟到判断一个人。
He does not judge by their outward appearance.
佢并唔系因为人嘅外表嚟到判断一个人。
This is how God chose David to be king of Israel.
呢个系神拣选大卫成为以色列王嘅原因。
Let's turn to First Samuel chapter 16.
我哋睇第十部记上第十六章。
First Samuel chapter 16 verse 7.
撒母耳记上第十六章第十七节。撒母耳记上第十六章第七节。
First Samuel chapter 16 verse 7。
撒母耳记上第十六章第七节。第七节，耶和华却对撒母耳说： 不要看他的外貌和他身材高大，我不拣选他，因为耶和华不像人看人，人是看外貌，耶和华是看内心。
So God is the only one who really knows us.
神是唯一一个能够完全明白我们的神。
Because he can look inside us.
因为他能够看穿我们的内心。
God looked at the heart of David.
神看穿了大卫的心。
And saw that it was the same as his heart.
就明白到他的心和神的心是一样的。
So what does it mean to have God's heart?
什么叫做有神的心呢？
It means thinking, feeling and doing what God would think, feel and do.
这个意思就是说想嘢、感觉或者做嘢，就好像神去想嘢、感觉做嘢一样。
When our hearts follow God's will,
当我们的心来到跟随神的旨意，
then our life will be acceptable to God.
我们的生命就会是神所能够接受的生命。
So, David's life offers hope to all of us.
大卫的生命给我们每一个人有希望。
David was not perfect.
大卫并不是完全人。
Just like we are not perfect.
就好像我们都不是完全人。
But David was able to please God because of the qualities that he had.
但是大卫能够因为他所拥有的本质能够得到神的喜悦。
He trusted in God.
他信靠神。
He loved the word of God.
他喜爱神的话语。
He loved to worship and praise God.
他喜爱去敬拜和赞美神。
He constantly prayed to God.
他不断地祷告神。
And he had an attitude of repentance.
他也有悔改的态度。
So, may God help us to learn all these wonderful qualities of David.
愿神来到帮助我们学习大卫所拥有的这些本质。
If we do, then God may compliment us too.
如果我们这样做的话，神也一样会称许我们。
Like David,
就好像大卫，
we can be people after God's own heart.
我们都能够成为合乎神心意的人。
So may all glory be given to our Lord Jesus.
愿一切的荣耀归给主耶稣。
Let us sing hymn 244.
唱赞美诗244首。